Well, if you feel you've been stung by high medical costs, you're not alone. Australia's chief medical officer says some specialist fees are so high they might be unethical. Professor Brendan Murphy says he'll speak with doctors' groups about the rising concerns surrounding out-of-pocket health costs. It comes amidst reports that an increasing number of people are crowdfunding to cover their medical fees. The specialist reporting team's Alison Branley explains.
If you're going to go to a hospital, be wary if it's a urologist, ear, nose and throat specialist or a plastic surgeon. They're among the experts charging the highest out-of-pocket expenses for private hospital stays. And when it comes to the out-of-pocket cost of just the first consultation, federal government figures show geneticists, neurologists and palliative care specialists cost public and private patients the most.
Look. Bottom line is egregious. Charging is not acceptable.
That's Leanne Wells from the Consumer Health Forum, who says its survey shows gap fees for things like knee replacements and breast cancer hit patients' hip pockets the most.
The costs accumulate too, you know, the costs of pre-diagnoses, tests and x-rays and MRIs and PET scans all contribute to cumulative out-of-pocket costs for people.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy is also concerned. He thinks some fees charged by specialists are so high they may be considered unethical. He's told the ABC he'll hold talks with the medical boards and specialist colleges to raise concerns about some surgeons' out-of-pocket costs topping $10,000.
We're really focusing on the small number of doctors who are charging really unjustifiable excessive fees. They appear across a number of specialties, and it's interesting that there's also quite significant geographical variation. Sometimes people feel that if they're paying a lot of money out of pocket, they're getting commensurately better quality care, and there's no evidence for that at all. If someone's fee-charging behaviour is so outrageous that it's causing harm to a patient, then that may be a potential for us to consider that as unethical behaviour.
Costs are so high, some people are crowdfunding to cover their medical bills. Alison Verhoeven is chief executive of the Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association. She says the federal government's proposal for a website to publish specialist fees is a start.
It may also, unfortunately, have an unexpected consequence of potentially driving some prices up too, so we do need to manage that with caution.
It also wants to introduce bundling, where a patient is given an upfront cost for all services they'll need based on the average.
Generally, if a patient is being sent for a hip replacement, they will expect to have some surgery, they'll have a consultation, they'll have some rehabilitation component in there, perhaps some physiotherapy visits as well. And so the price would be a single price that would cover those expected treatments. There is some evidence actually overseas, for example, in the US and in Sweden, where it actually does drive down costs.
Leanne Wells says a range of solutions are needed.
So we think what needs to happen is a good look at, you know, the Medicare safety net arrangements. Are they working as well as they could? A national standard for informed financial consent. What can we do to incentivise greater levels of bulk billing by surgeons? Those sorts of broad mix of policy questions really need to be brought to the table.
Leanne Wells from the Consumer Health Forum, ending that report by Alison Branley.